This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 35 years. I'm going to say undisputed. Straight up, we've got open phone lines as we talk boxing MMA this hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Somebody called me a bum in hour number one. 415-275-1613. That's right. I take all texts. You want to rip me? I can. Yeah, I can deal with it. I'm not hurt. 415 text line once again. Studio text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, we'll dabble into the world of boxing this hour. Of course, the upcoming 2019. We're not giving those year-end awards. I mean, all these shows are giving like their year-end awards. I'm not gonna. I don't do that. I'm the exception to the rule, man. Forget that kind of stuff. Let's look to the future. 2018, it was a good year for boxing. It's brought boxing back to the masses, I believe. Of course, and the masses mean the internet. Because the old folks, I tried to inform at the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association meeting a couple of weeks ago. I tried to tell them about The Zone and ESPN Plus, and the old buzzers started talking to themselves and just absolutely ignored me. They're not with the 21st century. What can I say? Can I say, you snooze, you lose. But the bottom line is you got The Zone, you got ESPN Plus, and of course you watch your Fox TV as well. You got a good dose of boxing, no doubt about that. More boxing you can handle. Of course, that comes to you from the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, and only on Sports Byline.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, some of the best shows, not here in this studio, it's on the other side of the glass, watching the producer do his thing. I mean, when things are going crazy back there, like he's juggling stuff like a juggler. I kid you not. Anyway, it's hilarious at times. Other times, you watch him stressing. Bottom line is, he is the best at what he does. Paul Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We take it back to Las Vegas, bring in Johnny Signorella. And, John, I got to ask you, Dominic Brazil, was he in action this weekend as well, that heavyweight?
He certainly was. And he got a beautiful KO against Carlos Negron last night in a fun and sloppy fight. Highlight reel KO from Brazil in the ninth round. My man laid Carlos out, and Carlos was doing some kind of like pole dance on the ropes, man. That was a crazy KO. Did you see that, Pete?
it was a crazy KO. I can't put it into words other than that. It was a crazy KO.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but that's what left hook from Dillian White, the punches from Deontay Wilder against Tyson Fury that he got up from, and of course, I don't know if you said this, but whoever came up with the line that said it was an Undertaker-like move, like from one of those casket matches the wrestler the Undertaker has in the WWE, that's just the way it was. Because Tyson Fury's, listen, I look back at that tape and look back at it four or five times, and his legs aren't moving. You can't even see the blood flowing through his legs. I mean, his legs aren't twitching, nothing. He's motionless, and all of a sudden, he comes alive.
Absolutely, man. And one of the highlights of the year, in my opinion, or in boxing of recent memory, I mean, it's almost like Tyson Fury was looking at the ceiling and reflecting on every bad moment he administered and suffered and put himself through on that drug binge, and then decided to get up and say, you know what, I'm not laying down. I'm going to get up and I'm going to finish this thing for better or for worse. All the credit in the world. And I tell you what, man, the heavyweight division is fire lately, man. Whether they're sloppy fights or tactical matchups, and I believe it all started with Joshua and Klitschko about 2 years ago, and now the heavyweight division is suddenly interesting, man. Dillian White last night, who only got one loss against Joshua, looked pretty solid in a rematch against Chisora. And that fight was as good as the first one in White and Chisora. So I'm looking, you know, at first I was kind of like crapping on it, like I don't want to see White and Joshua. I, you know, in April, I want the big name. I want the Wilder. I want the Fury. But I tell you what, Dillian White connects with that left hook that he landed on Derek Chisora last night. Heavyweight, no heavyweight, whoever in the world, they can't take that punch, man. That was nasty.
Is do you you know, Eric Botcher, the matchmaker for like a million different promoters, a guy that I brought into the game back in the 87 or 88 when I brought him to a fight in San Jose. Anyway, he said to me, anytime a guy gets hit over 200 pounds, anything can happen. You think that is that a fair analysis over 200 pounds, or is it any division?
I'm going to have to agree that definitely over 200 pounds, you're going to feel their shot. I remember Holyfield quoting that same remark a while back. And believe it or not, I sparred guys when I was at 160. And I sparred guys in the heavyweight division. And you know what? Sometimes they would they'd punch me and it would just move me. The physicality of them was just ridiculous. You know, but I had good punch resistance at that point in time. But I do think that a big man, if they connect on the right spot, if they hit you on that button on the temple or the liver in certain areas of the body, that honestly they could turn the lights out at any moment in time, Pete.
You know, in reference to the conversation I just had with the WBO president, Francisco Valcarcel, he sounded like he was taken a little bit away from the the performance that Emmanuel Navarrete put together in dethroning Isaac Dogbe a few weeks ago. I think it was on ESPN Plus, because I thought that was one of the greatest performances I've seen in a long time by a fighter, period. Regardless of the weight class, because, see, here was a Mexican that could fight, no doubt about it, but he was dogging the dude like Pernell Whitaker dogging him. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. He was relentless. You know, he was right in his face, and that's the best way to put it, is that he dogged Dogbe. And Dogbe, you know, I think he might have underperformed. Yeah, well, that's what's up. Might have underperformed a little bit, or maybe, like, undertrained. But no disrespect and not taking any credit away from Emmanuel Navarrete. Navarrete only suffered one loss early in his career. The writing was on the wall for this type of thing, man.
I'm going to say, Johnny, hold on. Isaac Dogbe was in Panama City for that WBO convention about a month ago, okay? You hear what I'm saying? I left before he did. You hear what I'm trying to say? Well, you know what I'm trying? It's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I'm leaving. He's still there.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you mentioning that on a private conversation that we had, and that definitely raised some concern. And when you have a guy that's, you know, making you think every second of every round and every minute, you know, which Navarrete did against Dogbe, you could see that Dogbe was never able to settle and just relax and come up with some kind of game plan. He was on edge the whole time. And Navarrete, I think, maybe took off one round because he hurt his hand. But other than that, it wasn't even, in my opinion, it wasn't very competitive. No disrespect to Dogbe. I like Isaac. I like his personality. I think he's great for boxing. Hopefully he learned a lesson in that maybe, perhaps, if he did, in fact, undertrain, that he's got to take this a lot more seriously, especially if you go in against a Mexican hot dog, bro.
The weight. Evidently, he was like 140 or 145 like a couple of weeks before the fight. So, you know, coming down from 145 to 122 is, you know, probably not a good thing. Probably not a good thing. And Navarrete is the real deal, 26-1. I think he lost a fight early in his preliminary days. But I think I've seen this. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say this. I think that Navarrete is a possible future Mexican superstar. I think that the style he's got, I think he's even a little bit more hybrid American style to him than Canelo does. Canelo's more of the typical Mexican fighter, but I think this guy has got the hybrid style, Mexican, American, little Asian. He's got it all. I think he's got it all. Maybe, you know, I said this about Humberto Gonzalez. I don't know if you know who Humberto is. Humberto was unbeaten. He was a WBO champion, a WBC champion, 108 pounds. He was knocking everybody dead, folks. And then he fought Rolando Pascual, who was a 38-1 underdog, and Rolando Pascual knocked him out. And I was sitting there in the first row at the L.A. Forum, and the AP shot a picture of me, and you never seen such a dejected-looking guy in your entire life. Here was – no, it was 100-1. He was 101 underdog, and this Rolando Pascual guy ended up beating Humberto Gonzalez, of course, had those three fights with Chiquita Gonzalez. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I picked these superstars, and eventually I'm proven wrong.
You know what, Pete? I think a star is born in Navarrete, without a doubt. And plus, that style, excuse me, is so TV-friendly, you know, when they're just relentless and aggressive and in your face and stalking you and letting their hands go. That's the key. You know, there's no fake fighting there. When Navarrete, you know, gets in position to let his hands go, that's exactly what he does. You know, and if you try to reset and move side to side, what does he do? He cuts the ring off and gets right back in position. he's a handful, man. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
You know, and I would say that one round that he took off, that he let Dogbo in the fight in that one round, that was on him, whether his hand hurt or not. That was on him, and he shouldn't have even let him into that into that one round. He should have went out there and just kept imposing his will. Because I tell you, there's no way you could tell me that the hand stopped hurting. You know what I'm saying? Once your hand's hurting, it's hurting. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, I never believed in the myth where people say it goes numb or whatever. I've suffered several injuries in my entire life, and I've broken ankles and, you know, things of that nature. And guess what, man? It hurts. It hurts until it heals.
It hurts until it heals. Now, check this out. Now, I know you're a bit, well, before we go to the station break here, I know that you're a bit of a boxing addict, okay? December the 30th, WBO world champion Masuka Ito is going to take on Eugene Kuparov, and this is going to be on ESPN Plus. Now, this is going to start at 2 a.m. Pacific time in Las Vegas. Are you going to be watching that, Johnny, live?
I am all in for that.
Oh,
WBO Johnny. Junior
lightweight
bout, bro.
Oh.
Line me up.
The fight action begins at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Plus, a new multi-sport direct-to-consumer subscription streaming service from the Walt Disney Company's direct-to-consumer and international segment in conjunction with ESPN. The Ito main event is expected to air roughly at 6:20 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 3:20 Pacific Time, man. You know, you really going to be up at 3:20 watching the fights?
If I'm, you know, still up from partying the night before because I'm on holiday break, you know, possibly. We'll see how long I last. If not, I'll just catch it on, you know, not DVR, because ESPN Plus. But the best part about these apps is as soon as they're done airing, you can just go right back. They're archived. They're right there for your viewing anytime you want.
More boxing than you can handle. Check out the apps, DAZN, and, of course, ESPN Plus. Back with Johnny Signorella on the MMA Hour, only on Sports Byline, right after this.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
That's a sobering thought.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
It's time to talk about Mama Charlo's boys. I'm talking about Jamel. I can't even figure out which one is which. I kid you not. They're twins. One held the WBC 154-pound title until he lost it last night to Tony Harrison. And the other holds the WBC 160-pound title, which he held on to the decision was longer than it should have been. I'm talking about Matthew Kovalev coming in and putting on a pretty good performance because he was a last-minute opponent. Bottom line is, this is all, my opinion. Johnny said the Charlos failed to impress against B-rated competition. You still stick to that? Failed to attest against B-rated competition?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. I mean, Matt Korobov did a good job last night against Jamal at 160, and Jamel at 154 took on Tony Harrison. And, you know, like, they're solid B guys. You know, let's look at Tony Harrison. He had two losses, right? He lost to Jared Hurd and Willie Nelson by KO in the ninth round. You know, Jamel, of course, was undefeated before last night. Now, let's talk about Jamel's performance in this fight. I felt he won, but there was a lot of what I call fake fighting, passive-aggressive nature, right? Tony would let his hands go. Sometimes he would connect, and sometimes he wouldn't. And then Jamel would come in and act like he was going to do something, and half the time, he didn't. All right, so those are moments in time where he's letting time pass, where he's stalking, he's chasing, but he's not doing anything, you know. So I have no problem with Tony Harrison winning the fight or someone seeing the draw. It was certainly not a robbery, okay? And when you're in that limelight, and I'm not trying to be hard on these guys. I want to like these guys. I love American boxers, right? They got good personalities, good-looking guys. But at the same time, you got to go out there and show the world what you're talking about on social media constantly about Lions Only and being the best, you know. So you come out there and you put on that kind of show against a guy that most people hadn't heard of, I barely knew, and that's a problem if I barely know who you are. All right, so moving forward to Jamal Charlo against Matt Korobov, I thought that was a much closer fight. Korobov had a great straight left hand that was nailing Jamal constantly throughout the fight. Now, credit Charlo's chin in this fight because, dude, he was getting nailed with some straight left, right? But I thought Jamal, you know, closed out the show, certainly got the win. But here's an asterisk, and, you know, Mama Charlo ain't going to like this, is that if Jamal goes ahead and tries to take on the likes of Triple G or Canelo or Danny Jacobs, right, or Rob Brandt, hey, bud, I don't see you competing. I don't see you lasting. I don't see you doing very good. Go back to the drawing board, son, and get put in the work.
I'm highly pumping Rob Brandt. I tried to get him on the show. Eddie Mustafa Muhammad keeps saying he's going to do it, but I don't kiss anybody's ass. Once I asked you twice, you don't want to do it. That's fine, baby. I don't ask you a third time. But anyway, Rob Brandt, I think, is the unknown commodity. I think he's a possible hidden gem at 160. Of course, the current IBF champion, having taken out Bob Arum's hand-picked Japanese guy, a 2012, I think, Olympian. Where does Rob fit into this picture? And is he the guy they're all going to avoid?
Well, you know what? He might be the dark horse here. He might be a sleeper guy, right? He only lost to Jurgen Bronner. I believe that fight took place at 168. Now he's campaigning at 160. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in Brandt, obviously. But here's what's up. He's a good fighter. He shocked the world, as you just said, in that last ESPN card. You know, when he took on a top-ranked guy and really just dethroned him, like beat him up, right? So he's the type of guy that I don't think a lot of people are going to want to take risks with, right? He's not a household name, you know. At least if you fight a Jacobs or you fight a Lemieux, you fight, you know, guys that are out there like an Andrade at 160, at least you know you're getting paid. You know, I don't know how much money you're going to get to face Rob Brandt. So he might be having a hard time finding a dance partner.
Okay. Speaking of dance partners, Al Haymon, he needs to dance with the other promoters. I mean, he just does. I mean, you know, he's got some good guys, and Bob Arum's got some good guys, and Oscar's got some good guys, and they need to get together. If they really want to make this sport flourish, they need the best fight and the best. Is that going to happen?
I really hope so, because the marriage I want to see here for Dance Partners is Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. Crawford fights for ESPN, and Spence fights for PBC, which is Heyman. Like you were just mentioning. I think if they're able to set that up, you know, and get other promoters looking at how financially gainful that could be, because I think that would be a financially gainful fight for a lot of people, right? So I think we're at a point right now where promoters have to be a little bit more open-minded. Like back in the day, like Showtime and HBO kept everything very exclusive. You know, I think we're in a much broader world sport than we've ever had been. And you have to be open-minded now and look at things not in, in aspects of like how they used to do it with leagues, but look at it overall as, you know, different divisions that should be competitive and make the fights happen that the fans want. The money will be made.
Al Heyman, is Al Heyman a success, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in terms of you look at his net worth and, you know, he pays his fighters really good. Now, a success in terms of you're a hardcore boxing fan and in terms of entertainment and putting together competitive matchups, not really. I mean, look at the rollout for Fox's schedule for PBC in the first quarter of the new year.
Time out. Johnny, time out. Because I've got to get the, I'm getting the barf bag out. So go ahead and talk about that skin at Fox schedule the first part of 2019 while I lean over the basement. Go on.
Viagra can't get you up for this thing, you know? Absolutely, bro, you know? And the only fight that really has any kind of intrigue, but I still don't like it, is Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence, right? And you have to pay for that. And it's like, ah, man, you know, like Fox pay-per-view, really? Like, okay, you know? But, you know, the rollout for Heyman in the first quarter is not great. Maybe they're trying to introduce people to the household on the Fox platform, which I think the average broadcast will get between 1 to 2 million household views based on the demographics I looked at in the past with their viewership with PBC on NBC or CBS or, you know, any kind of like just, you know, network of that nature. So you look ahead and you say, like, maybe hopefully they'll put together good scraps on that air. But then at the end of the day, PBC is in bed with Showtime. So now what is Showtime going to do if all these fighters like the Thurmans of the world and the Porters of the world are being held hostage on Fox? What is Showtime going to do? And then why am I going to continue to pay for Showtime if Fox is going to, you know, network these guys? So it's a funny time for the PBC right now. I think the best case scenario they could do at least to salvage something in this new year to make it show that they're definitely serious, Fox, give me Keith Thurman, give me Errol Spence. I think it's highly unlikely. They're both, you know, in the same league there, as I was talking about leagues before. But I think it's very unlikely, but I think that would be the right thing to do for fans as a gift.
Josecito Lopez is the opponent for Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman, of course, coming back after a year and a half of smoking weed and having a good time. 28-0, the Barclays Center, home of the New York Nets, of course, the Brooklyn Nets, will be the site of this WBA Association Super World Welterweight Championship. I don't know what that means anyway. Bottom line is Keith Thurman and Josecito Lopez. Is Josecito world-class anymore at the age of 34?
The Riverside Rocky, Josecito Lopez. I always liked him, you know, but against Keith Thurman, who's coming off an injury, you know, and a layoff, maybe he can make it competitive, but he doesn't really have much power. And I think Thurman genuinely, from interviews I've been watching with Thurman, wants to come out and impress. You know, he's putting down the peace pipe for a little while. You know, he's done snake charming and all these crazy cool things that he does. I think Keith is a cool individual, man. Like, check him out on YouTube. Watch some of his behind-the-scenes video, how he lives his life. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, but Josecito made Victor Ortiz quit like a dog, I think, in like 2012. Wasn't that his peak? If that was his peak, that was 6 years ago. Seven!
Absolutely. And yeah, we're talking about Victor Ortiz here, though. You know what I'm saying? It don't take much to make him mentally break down.
Hey,
I mean, we've seen,
No, keep going, Johnny. I'm sorry.
No worries, man. I mean, we've seen time and time again with Ortiz, who I like. He's a personality. He's good for boxing, good-looking kid, whatnot, you know, out of California. not the brightest guy.
I'm laughing. Hey, let me tell you, Victor Ortiz, we're in San Jose, California, and he just had a fight. You know what he says before the microphone goes on? He goes, I don't think this spit with an H is for me.
Dude, I remember that. You know, he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, you know what I'm saying, from day one. But that's what made him, like, likable, you know. He's just, like, normal dude out there doing his thing. But was never the most resilient person. Like, he's someone that couldn't really fight from the bottom much. When things didn't go right, you know, he folded like a deck of cards.
Okay, so the 19th obviously is going to be the fight that has got a lot of boxing fans' interest. 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao. 40-year-old Manny Pacquiao good Lord, man. He's been around since Clinton was president, I think. I mean, as far as a pro's concerned, when is it time to walk away?
I guess when he feels he's made enough money or reached his, you know, goal of accomplishments, which I think he should have reached at this point. You know, he's sure-fire Hall of Famer, you know.
Johnny, isn't what's going to happen to him the same thing that happened like to Chisora last night? I mean, isn't that basically what 40-year-old guys are waiting on?
Unfortunately, we just saw it with Adonis Stevenson, you know. And luckily, from what I'm hearing, and hopefully he's recovering, he's awake from his coma. Adonis, we wish you the best, bro. You know, heal up and, you know, all the respect in the world. But we don't want to see that scenario when people wind down their careers.
All the respect in the world. The guy, let's be honest, yeah, all the respect. We're glad he's alive. But outside of that, he was a dead champion. The guy didn't fight anybody.
I agree. He held the belt hostage there at one
hostage. Hostage.
Yeah.
That's the understatement of 2018. Adonis Stevenson holding his title hostage for the last couple of years. I mean, I remember when they asked him. I asked him who he wanted to fight. I had him on the radio when I asked him who he wanted to fight. He told me Bernard Hopkins. I almost fainted.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why he was saying that, because at that point in time, you know, you had guys that were construction workers knocking Bernard Hopkins out of the ring. So you know,
Bernard was only
I wanted to fight him, too, for that kind of payday.
Yeah, he's calling Bernard out at the age of 49. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, folks. Let's shift gears, talk a little mixed martial arts after the break. Johnny Siegel, stick around. But the bottom line is, man, the 29th, the UFC rocking and rolling. Amanda Nunes, of course, and Chris Cyborg Santos. Right now, the odds have got it minus 265. Chris Cyborg Santos plus 220 for Amanda Nunes. I'm telling you like this. This is man versus boy. Bet on the man, and the man is Chris Cyborg Santos. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And I just want to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humbled to be there.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ron Barm. With the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one and I love it. I'm sleeping better and longer and I'm more rested. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their four-pack. And it includes free shipping. And we all know how important free shipping is, especially during the holiday season. And just to make sure you're happy, MyPillow has extended its 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R to get two premium MyPillows and two to-go-anywhere pillows. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BAR. You'll be glad you did. Happy holidays.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. What do you mean? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot? Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
Check it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. And we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts on the line from Las Vegas, our ace, John Signorella. But before I bring Johnny Sig in, I want to mention WW. Wissakow Wangak, folks, 47-4, 41 KOs. He hasn't lost since 2014, a technical decision to Carlos Codras. So he is the real deal. He's the world champion at 115 right now. Of course, the guy that beat up Roman Gonzalez not once but twice. Fought three times in the year 2018. Unfortunately, he only fought once here in the United States. He fought twice in his native Thailand. The bottom line is, I think he's pound for pound one of the best fighters in the world, and he should be appreciated for his abilities. He doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but he does on this show, Johnny.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. He doesn't get a lot of attention, but he should. Hopefully in 2019, we see him in some more meaningful matchups. I think if he ever takes on Nioa anyway, who fights at 118 pounds. Yeah. Give me that thing. Bro. Like, that's almost like a mirror match, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a situation where you have two, you know, little killers, because those guys are real little killers, right? So give me that. I mean, you know, Nioa Inoue is wrapped up in the World Boxing Super Series, which is going to flesh itself out, I think, in the second half of the new year. Nonito Donaire is also there. So I'd like to see Sarungvisai or, you know, Double W go up to 118 pounds and take on some names and hopefully get on a platform like ESPN or DAZN. For this guy not to be featured or showcased regularly on any of these networks is kind of weird, because he really is really good.
But imagine what networks could get him for. It's not like he's the most expensive guy on the dance card. You hear what I'm saying? You could get him for reasonably. I mean, I know I can negotiate a deal with him if I'm running a TV network. He's not going to bankrupt me.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, the smaller guys don't get paid much money. It's like almost like you're paying a dollar on the pound, if you will. You know, it's very, very inexpensive to get these guys to go out there and showcase them on a network, but you get high entertainment, especially when they're at the highest level of the game, like Sarungvisai is. Throws a lot of punches per round, gets violent KOs, bro. Like, do you ever see guys at 115, 118, 122 knock people out like that? Like, yikes.
That's why he's different. I mean, that's just the way to put it. That's why he's different. He is violent, and that's just the way to put it. He's a violent 115-pound fighter when he can, and he throws from he throws from the southpaw stance, but he throws unabashed. In other words, he has no fear of his opponents. So, you know, I give him all the props in the world. Right now, he's a king at that weight, but I think that if he was promoted correctly, that he could be a star all over the world, not just in Thailand.
For real, I agree with that. And again, because he shows something that, you know, you don't expect to see. You see this little guy throwing hands, and the next thing you know, like, combustion, dynamite, bang. Another guy's laying on the canvas, like, out cold. You know, you don't really see that underneath that weight class. And for me, I usually don't care much about boxing underneath 130 pounds, although I do follow it. There's a couple guys there I like. You know, obviously I watched the Josh Warrington fight last night against Carl Frampton, and Dog Bay last week, as we mentioned, against Navarrete. But my thing is that, you know, if he's getting my attention, and I love boxing, I'll pretty much watch anything. But I don't like that weight class, right? I never have. He's really getting my attention, and I got to say, he looks like he could be a spectacular superstar, as you mentioned.
Okay, let's switch gears, switch sports. Let's talk about the UFC. UFC 232 going down, of course, December 29th from Las Vegas, Nevada. The co-feature is going to be Amanda Nunes, the current world bantamweight champion, of course, taking on Chris Cyborg Santos, a Kuro World Monster champion at 145. She's just a monster. I don't care which weight she's at. Anyway, I'm looking at Amanda Nunes' record here, and I got to give her some props here, but, you know, she lost her first fight. and that was a submission armbar. Then she went six fights, and then she lost the second fight by a TKO. Then she went a couple fights, and she lost by a decision unanimous. Then she went a few fights and lost to Kat Zagano. He got TKO'd with elbows and punches in the third round of a third-round fight there. And she really hasn't lost since then. Of course, the current world champion at 135. But that's at 135. And I just think that I don't know if you saw the size showdown when they had these two women together about a week ago. But, man, one of them looks like a man. The other one looks like one of them looks like she's 160 pounds. The other one looks like she's 125 pounds. And when you have that kind of size discrepancy in pornography and combat sports, it's not good for the smaller person.
I could not agree more. I mean, Amanda Nunes, impressive record at 16-4. You know, look at that Cyborg, 20-1, won no contest. But, I mean, aside from, you know, the official particulars there with the numbers, I mean, look at them physically, like you said. Amanda Nunes got a great resume, you know, and she's been through some good opponents and whatnot. Cyborg obviously is taking out some of the best in the female division. But, again, because she's physically so damn big. I mean, most men I know would run from this woman. I certainly would, you know. And I know how to handle myself. I still keep in shape. I'm almost going to be 40 next week, right? But I would run from Chris Cyborg. Get me out of there, you know? And I got to give Amanda Nunes all the credit in the world. I think she's going to be competitive. I don't see this thing going half the distance even. You know, I think eventually we get a stoppage in there. Because, again, physicality, bro, that's what this thing is all about at the end of the day. I don't care what a fighter says. Size doesn't matter. Guys, it certainly did. Like, I was talking about sparring heavyweights before. They would jab me. I'd be halfway across the ring. I'm granted, I'm not a big guy, but there's weight classes for a reason, and physical, you know, some people have a frame that's just bigger than others. Cyborg, certainly bigger than Nunes. I saw that, Pete, and I just hope Nunes comes out of it okay.
Nunes, this is a payday. This is a payday. This is much like the Triple G, the Kell Brook payday for Kell Brook. You know what I'm saying? You're moving up in weight. You know, the same thing could happen.
Great comparison. You know, that's a great way to put it. 100%. And I think this is going to get more attraction and viewership than the main event. I mean, I like John Jones and, you know, Alex Gustafson could fight a little bit, but this is the fight I've been looking for because, you know, not because of competition. I'm kind of sick in this regard. I like Cyborg. I like how violent she is, man. I like that she goes out there and shows the world what female boxers don't do is she goes out there with passion, right? And she entertains. Hey, guys, if you're going to sign up for this thing, male or female or whatever you are, because nowadays we got all these types of things happening, right? So go out there and entertain, and I don't care what you do. You know, back up what you say you're going to do. And Chris Cyborg never disappoints, does she?
No, well, yeah, she's 20-1. She lost her debut, and she hasn't lost since then. And I think the only time she's come close to losing is when she's had problems making the weight. I mean, there's some scary, scary videos of her on YouTube coming down the weight, man, where she's like in incredible pain, all kinds of crazy stuff. Anyway, the whole fight, I think, boils down to how she makes 145. Now, I know it's difficult no matter how she does it, but if she doesn't, she's got enough left in the gas tank, I think she really beats Amanda Nunes up. And I think Amanda Nunes will sort of be like, this is going to be a frail person against a buffed person. Can you see that? Frailed against buffed?
Oh, absolutely. In the category of just, you know, I hate to say the word normal women, but Amanda Nunes is probably the best. Cyborg is something different. Right? Like, you know, she's in a different category. Like, she leans towards, like I said, she could be competitive and beat men. And she actually does fight men. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, she has her way with men, you know? And I've seen that in the gyms before, not with her in particular, where there are women that could handle guys. And all the credit in the world, good. You know, that's what's up.
Time out, Johnny. How many women do you actually know that don't have their way with men?
Oh, dude, I've seen in gyms before.
No. I wasn't talking combat. He didn't get that, did he? Went right over Johnny's head here, folks. Right over his head. Go on. Right over his head. Okay. You know. Yeah. We're talking about women having a way with men. Yeah, right. Chris Cyborg Santos has her way with men, but most women have their way with men. Correct?
I agree.
Okay.
I could not agree more. Now I caught it. Back in front of my face now.
Okay. The rest of the card here, as far as this UFC card on the 29th, is not all that appealing. So I would suggest if you want to watch the fight in Russian that you find a place to watch it in Russian and save your money. Because I think this, although I think that John Jones is a good fighter, this and that. You know, he's had the drug issues, the steroids, not once but twice, maybe three times. Some cocaine issues. Says he likes to do coke before fights, like an idiot. But I can't get behind him, and I'm not going to throw any money his way, for certainly. Alex Gustafson, wish him the best of luck, but I consider his prime past in the past as well. But the card that I'm looking forward to is a young man who's 2008 Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler. His name is Henry Cejudo. Taking on T.J. Dillashaw. Of course, these guys are going to vie for the World Flyweight Championship. Cejudo is a bad dude. Of course, he beat Mighty Mouse, Mr. Johnson, and Johnson was considered, like, pound for pound, like, the best guy going, had the longest title reign, all that kind of good stuff. But straight up, nobody to me right now has a shot at 125 besides Demetrius Johnson and T.J. Dillashaw. And the only reason why T.J. has a shot is that he's coming down from 135 to 125. Johnny, that's a 10-pound cut. And T.J. was skinny at 135.
I agree, man. Saturday, January 19th, I believe Barclays Center?
The Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets and Al Haymon Boxing.
That's what's up. You know, at the 10-pound weight cut, man, that's hard, man. And he was already thin at that weight where he was at naturally. So, I mean, my concern is, are you taking away muscle? Where is the weight coming off from? You know, how much fluids are you losing? How much important things are from your body are being drained? So that's going to be an interesting look. I mean, I like Dillashaw. I thought he did a great job against Demetrius Johnson, like you had mentioned. We see what we get here, man. 10 pounds weight cut is a big, big cut.
It's a big cut, but, you know, when you have bigger guys fighting smaller guys in MMA, the bigger guys seem to do better. I mean, that's just the way that we talked about this in combat sports before. That size differential, the fact you've got the natural size advantage, that sort of makes things happen as far as the sport of mixed martial arts. But I really like that card, the 19th, of course. Demetrius Johnson is going to be ringside or octagon side wanting to take on the winner. But Henry Cejudo, the upset kid, nobody picked him to win, but he is the real deal. I think the former Olympic gold medalist in 2008, 15 fights, 2 losses, and he's the real deal. 1 loss by knockout, 1 loss by decision. 2008 Olympic bronze, gold medalist, World Wrestling Cup 2007. He won the bronze, won the gold in 2007 in Rio de Janeiro, the Pan Am Games. He is the real deal, and he's one of those guys, how can I put this, much like Lesnar. I don't want to say he's a Lesnar guy, but he's been able to take that college wrestling pedigree and transform it into successful MMA.
The whole time you were talking right now, I was thinking about the physicality, and that's why size really matters in this thing, because of the grappling aspect, the facet of wrestling, control, ground control, mounting, you know, throwing someone around is a big thing to do in this thing. You know, it makes up for a large percentage of it, and that's why Brock is so good. I mean, his punch resistance isn't great, but if he gets you on the ground or he starts grappling you, man, you know, you're going to have lesser of a chance of victory because these guys are really good at it and size doesn't matter.
Do you know Jim? Do you know the old race wrestling guy, Jim Cornette, is the old manager? Jim Cornette, do you know who that is?
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
All right. Jim Cornette, he was with the WWE, WCW. He founded Smoky Mountain Wrestling, which folded a few years ago. Anyway, one of the great managers of all time, no doubt about that. But he said that he got into a confrontation with Brock Lesnar. And he said, "Listen, man, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to go out to my car and get my gun." I mean,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, because Cornette's like 5'7", maybe 135 pounds when he was in his prime. He's 170 now and fat. But you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I'm just going to go out in the car and get my gun.
Dude, there's certain people in the world that scare the hell out of me. Brock Lesnar is certainly one of them. I don't care what I think about his punch resistance. He gets his hands on you, he's throwing you across a room. Well, I don't care if it's in a WWE or the UFC or Bellator or in boxing. Dude, he's a tough physical man. There's a couple guys I would just straight up run from. Cyborg's one of them, too.
Okay, there's a couple of here. Text coming in here. Who are you picking in this rematch between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder? And is there a date yet? As Sammy asking us from Vegas.
No date. I'm expecting March or April. Who I pick? Ooh, great question. I'm going to go with Deontay Wilder's power. I think he makes
I'm almost dying here. How can you go with Deontay Wilder when he won 2 rounds out of a 12-round fight?
I think he makes adjustments and uses the jab a little bit better and understands Tyson Fury's style a little bit better and goes for the kill earlier this time. I'm sorry, I got to go there.
The genius, John Signorella. Check him out on YouTube. Where's that on YouTube, Johnny?
Just search us Ring Talk Worldwide, baby. You'll find us. Everyone, happy holidays.
From John Signorella, of course, I am Pedro Fernandez. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Talking MMA, boxing, of course, pro wrestling as well. And folks, if you are a pro wrestling fan, I have a wonderful suggestion for you. In fact, if you don't like the world of wrestling entertainment, sports entertainment, that kind of good stuff, go to YouTube.com and punch in Major League Wrestling. Major League Wrestling, I kid you not, you will find yourself the most exciting hybrid world-class professional wrestling you ever find on the planet. I mean, it's a hybrid style. They combine the Mexican Lucha Libre, the American style, the Asian style. They put it all together. They got superstars from every continent. I got to tell you, pound for pound, it's the best wrestling on TV, and it is the best wrestling that's been on TV, I would say, in about 15 or 20 years, at least since the days of the old WCW and Georgia Championship Wrestling. I kid you not. That's how good these cards are. I think the promoter's name, Cord Beyer, something like it. Anyway, the bottom line is, whatever his name is, he's doing a great job. You got to check him out on YouTube. Their cards air every Saturday on BN Television. I think they air Fridays on BN Television, and then they come back on YouTube the next day with their YouTube channel. But you got to check them out, Major League Wrestling on YouTube.com. It's entertaining. They've got good plots. It's, you know, it's suspended animation. You're not believing stuff for the hour you're watching it. And since there's no commercials, it's sort of cool as well. Anyway, that's my wrestling tip for the weekend. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live at sportsbyline.com. Of course, live on iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, all these other different internet platforms. But the bottom line is, you could be doing a million things right now. The fact you listen to this show, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Until next time, this is Pedro Fernandez for Scott Cuddy, the executive producer of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, saying, keep your chin up!